So welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Just giving yourself a few moments to settle. Find your comfortable position on the mat. So that maybe with the legs straight out and the legs apart, and leave the feet drop out to the side. Maybe the soles of the feet are on the mat and the knees point towards the ceiling if this is more comfortable. Particularly for the lower back. Hands maybe out from the sides of the body and the palms face up. Maybe you have the hands resting on the belly. Maybe you're even lying on your side. Just take a few moments to adjust and see which position feels most comfortable for you. Working with the intention of staying still through the practice, but if you need to move, that's perfectly fine too. It's working with what makes you most comfortable. And as you begin to settle, let the body begins to become still. Notice that there's absolutely nothing else that you need to do. There's nowhere you need to be. Being here is more than enough. Giving yourself full permission to be completely effortless. You begin to let go of all effort, all effort of carrying the body, being in a vertical position, letting go of worrying, letting go of organizing. Planning, letting go of doing, recognize energy that is freed when you let go. You begin to become conscious of how your body is lying on the ground and how it's supported. So how the legs are. Noticing how the legs are. How the arms are. How the head is. How the torso is. Noticing how all component parts of the body can take advantage of this practice. The bones can find the optimum level. The muscles find their position around the bones, and the fascia winds its way through the entire body, gives a big sigh out, and lets go. And you can let each of the senses switch off one by one. Till you're left with just hearing, connecting you gently to the rest of the world. you leave your mind gently come to the toes, the heels, the knees, the hips, whole of the back, torso, fingertips, wrists, elbows, shoulders, chin, and the nose. And at the nose, welcome and sense the breath. Not trying to force or create. Just witness the natural, effortless flow of the breath. And recognizing turning points of the breath. So that little pause, that turning point when the breath's gone all the way out. And that turning point when the breath goes all the way up and the lungs are full. And as you observe the breath, on your next exhale, rest your awareness in that turning point, in that void, when the breath has gone all the way up. Just witness here for a moment. In this void, it's almost like the source before the returning tide of the breath. The breath begins to come in, it's almost like the springtime blooming as the breath fills all the way up, almost like midsummer, blue skies, late evening, just like now. And as the breath turns and begins to make its way up, it's almost going through the autumn, the harvest time. And the breath's gone all the way out, like the winter time of the breath. Recognizing this creative cycle of the breath, almost like the four seasons. Springtime of the beginning of the inhale, the summertime of the fullness of the breath, autumn, the breath begins to gently make its way out, in the winter time. The breath has made its way all the way up, witnessing this creative cycle. On your next exhale, leave your awareness drop down. The heart space, behind the breastbone at the center of the chest. Let's leave your awareness rest here for a moment. This is the seat of our intuition. Maybe you'd like to place a little question here of maybe some direction that you were seeking. Maybe the answer to a question. Maybe you just want to observe and witness and welcome whatever arises. And from your heart space, softly bring your awareness back to that turning point of the breath, and the breath's gone all the way out. It's almost the winter time of the breath. And imagining at this dark winter turning point of the breath, as if the whole body was a whole dark night sky. And in this dark night sky of the body, leave the awareness run freely. Leaving the awareness run freely all the way over to the tip of the right hand thumb. And placing here a shining star. Maybe even seeing or visualizing this star or noticing the texture. From the tip of the right hand thumb, placing a little star on the tip of each of the fingers of the right hand, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, the little finger. 5 shining stars on each of the right fingertips. The center of the right palm, the back of the hand, shining star on the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the armpit, side of the body, the waist, shining star placed on the right hip, the groin, center of the right buttock muscle, front of the right thigh, back of the thigh, placing a star in front of the right knee, back of the knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot, placing a shining star on the tip of each of the right toes, the big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, whole right side of the body, dotted with shining stars throughout. You leave your awareness run freely and effortlessly over to the tip of the left hand thumb, the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side of the body. Placing a shining star on the left hip, the groin, the center of the left buttock, left thigh, the front, the back. Placing a shining star in the front of the left knee, the back of the knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot. And on each of the left toes, so placing a little shining star on the tip of the left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, shining stars, place all along the left side of the body, the right side of the body, the left side of the body. You leave your awareness run freely now to the back of the body, the back of the heels, placing a shining star on the back of each of the heels, the backs of the knees, buttocks muscles, backs of the hips, placing a shining star on the tip of each vertebrae from the tip of the tailbone all the way to the base of the skull. Shining star on the right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, at center point between the shoulder blades, back of the shoulders, the back of the neck, shining star on that point of the back of the head, and all the way up to the crown of the head, You leave your awareness run freely now to the front of your body, placing a shining star on the forehead, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, that center point, in between the eyebrows, the right eyelids and eyelashes, the left eyelids and eyelashes, the right eye, the left eye, placing a tiny little shining star on the right ear, the left ear, the right cheek, the left cheek, placing a shining star on the tip of the nose, upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, the tongue, teeth, the gums, placing a shining star on the chin, the throat, that soft point, the base of the throat in between the collarbones, the right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, left chest, the right ribs, the left ribs, that soft point at the center in between the ribs, the abdomen, the right groin, the left groin. Shining stars dotted through the whole body. The whole body. The whole body. Witnessing each point of the body, the dark night sky of the body where you place a star, and as you witness these points, recognize the breath. As you inhale, these stars, each of these stars are lifted from their points and their created space in between each. As you exhale, the light of these stars return to the land of the body. As you inhale, spaciousness is created between each of the stars, they raise from the body. As you exhale, the light of the stars return to the land of the body. Continuing with this awareness for a moment, the spaciousness that's created between each of the stars as you inhale, and how grounded the stars become as you exhale. And seeing what it will be like now to experience both these forms of awareness together. So being spacious, but being completely grounded at the same time, just seeing what that will be like. Softly leaving this experience gently fade. Keeping your awareness with your breath. Recognize how alert and bright your mind is when you inhale. And how asleep and rested the physical body is as you exhale. Just witnessing this awareness, these forms of awareness. As you inhale, how alert your mind is. As you exhale, how asleep and rested the physical body is. Gently leaving this alternating form of awareness drift and fade away. As you see what it would be like to experience both these forms of awareness together. So being alert and awake. Physically rested and asleep at the same time. Just seeing what that would be like. Gently leave this form of awareness, drift and fade away. As you leave your awareness softly, come back to that heart space behind the breastbone at the center of the chest. And just leaving your awareness sit here for a moment, and just welcome and observe anything that arises. Any guidance or any answers to some questions that may have been placed there. from your heart space. Softly bring your awareness to any sounds you can hear. So maybe you can hear your own breath. Maybe you can hear your neighbor's breath. Maybe you can hear sounds in the room. Or sounds a little further away. Maybe the rustling of the leaves. Welcoming each and every sound that you can hear. Each sound that especially makes its way to you helps you to return to a more everyday state of awareness. As you begin to become conscious of the temperature of the air and the bare skin, any sensations around the eye, maybe even noticing the temperature and the texture of the air flowing through the nostrils. Any aromas and scents, any tastes that may arrive on the tip of the tongue, you softly begin to become conscious of your body's potential for movement. Recognized how refreshed and restored the whole physical body and its potential for movement. As you begin to deepen your breath, putting a little conscious effort into your breath, a little bit fuller, a little bit deeper, even hearing the breath flowing through the nostrils and through the whole body, and back out again. You leave your awareness run all the way down to the tips of your fingers and making very gentle movements in your finger, being conscious of each and every movement that you make. Leave your awareness run freely down all the way to the tips of your toes, very conscious, subtle movements here, very gently coming back. So if you're drawing your legs together, gently drawing the legs together. Come from maybe release the head to one side and to the other. Back to center. If you like, stretching both arms up overhead and behind very softly. Maybe beginning at your feet, point your toes, tighten your feet, tighten your legs. Take a big inhale as you tighten your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, scrunch up the face, tighten your body. Exhale, release. Big sigh. Keeping the right arm stretched up overhead as you place the left hand on the abdomen. Bending from the left knee. And with closed eyes in your own time. Softly roll to the right. Just coming onto your side. Keeping the eyes closed, taking your time. Knowing that's perfectly fine to stay here. But if you are comfortable, with hand support, gently pushing up. Coming to a comfortable seated position. If you'd like, you can come to a comfortable seated position, cross the legs and lift the spine. hands together, heart center, palms gently pressing. Pause of practice. And chant Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Take in inhale. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Gently releasing your hands back and behind. And as you exhale, smoothly fold front as much as you're comfortable. Inhale gently, coming back. Releasing your hands and draw the palms together. Rub the palms, generate some heat, wake up the nervous system. Place the palms softly over the eyes, just cupping over the eyes. Feel the warmth. Very gently massage around the eye, the nose, the cheekbones and temples. Take the palms a small distance away from the eye. Gently blink the eyes open, gaze into the palms. Practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you all so much. Take your time.